It's on my heart to speak to you a little bit about three things: closure, conversion, and commissioning. I find that in the church we work it this way: closure, then commissioning. But actually, there's something in between the closure of one episode, one time in our life, one chapter, and the commissioning to go into the next bit. And that piece takes the longest. It's called conversion. I find too that what people don't like is the fact that repentance is an ongoing thing. Changing your mind about the way you think and have thought about things is absolutely imperative if you are to keep in the move of God and stay in the move of God. Because right now, He is running, and we have got to learn to accelerate our thinking to keep up with Him. Things that we have understood from maybe childhood in our Christian walk need a total rethink as the Spirit of God blows through our minds and we find that things are not at all as we thought they were, and He is not as we thought He was. The days for having good ideas and asking Him to bless them have gone. God is moving in power to cleanse His church. Sin and occult involvement that has been long hidden in the body of Christ is coming up like a carbuncle right now. And this is good. It's painful, but it's good. You cannot build on a boil, if I can use that expression. Where there is pain and unconfessed sin, unresolved issues, unforgiveness, occult involvement that has never been cleansed and the people have never been delivered from it, you can't build on that. Nothing can stand on top of that. And in His goodness and His greatness and His keeping power, He is moving upon His bride because she's a bit smutty, and gently removing the stains. So that time of conversion is a very important time where you learn to forget what you knew, to do unlearning about what you were so sure you knew, and turn to face Him again with a fresh start and a new heart, and walk into the commissioning that He wants to give you for the next part, the next stage of your journey, the next chapter of your book. Without that vital piece in the middle there, which is much, much bigger than the closure and the commissioning, is the conversion. And every one of us needs to have that conversion regularly. It's not a one-off, that turning again towards Him. Those of you who follow this ministry know that I did a series called As Grows a Tree. And one of them was called Turnings. It's around about chapter 8 or chapter 9, I think. And the whole thing is about how we must be prepared to rethink, have a rethink, turn our minds around, be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and think again about the things we thought we knew, and let go of our pet beliefs, and really come into a place of faith and trust and love and knowledge of His keeping power and His agenda. We have worked for so long on our agenda. Now He's saying, give me back my church. Or rather, He's saying, I'm taking back my church. Years ago, He said, give me back my church. Now He's got us by the scruff of the neck. And rather like a lioness, He's carrying us along to the place He wants us to go. Not comfortable to be grabbed by the scruff of the neck. So the next C word is cooperate. So when you find yourself in this place, beloved of God, cooperate with His Holy Spirit. Or it could be very painful. God bless you as you think about this one.